Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, we are up to our next topic here in Tzorba Merabanan series on Hilchos Shabbos. We're in the Tzorba Merabanan series, the Lax family edition of all of these volumes. Volume 19, the Aaron family volume, which is continues Hilchos Shabbos. We spoke a lot about food preparation. We spoke about Borer and Tochein and Lush. And we spoke about last time about opening packages and the like. So now we move away from the kitchen or maybe different parts of the kitchen and we move to the floor. Today's shiur will be about floor maintenance on Shabbos. Maybe some halachas that not all of us are aware of in terms of sweeping the floor and washing the floor. Obviously, washing the floor would only be allowed in a way that does not violate the issur of schita, of squeezing something out. But what if I'm doing it in a way I'm just going to wash the floor, put water on it, and scrub it a little bit with a non-absorbent? Is there any issue with washing the floor, sweeping the floor, flattening the floor? So let's see what the halachas say. We're in shiur number 6 in this volume. We will start on page 255. Again, Tzorba Merabanan, volume number 19, page 255. Today's topic is floor maintenance on Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us that in the days of old, remember, there were dirt floors. And maintenance of dirt floors, of sandy floors, is what they used to do. You have to sprinkle what's called rebuts in the Gemara. You sprinkle water, which keeps the dust down. That's part of it. And sweeping it and sweeping the floor. So is that allowed on Shabbos? What would be the malacha? Which of the 39? So Rabbi Eliezer says, this is a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, source number 1. Tana Rabbanan. Shabbos tafsadi hei. Hamachabed vahamirabed, somebody who sweeps the floor, somebody who sprinkles water on the floor. Shogag b'Shabbos chayev chatas. Remember, chayev chatas always means ki, it's a daraisa. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if one does that b'shogig on Shabbos, one's chayev a carbon chatas. And b'mezid b'yantif lo karbam. If one does it b'mezid on yantif, there's malchus. That's an iser daraisa of floor maintenance. Which malacha? Maybe it's choresh. Plowing doesn't only mean getting it ready for the putting a seed in, but any type of floor maintenance which gets it ready theoretically. If it's inside the house, the Gemara says maybe it's bone. If it's outside the house, maybe it's chorish. But that would be a malacha daraisa, says Rabbi Eliezer. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omer, and the chachamim say no. Echadze ino el mishum shvus. And most this is a derabanan. This is not a daraisa of choresh, right? This is a iser derabanan, because if I do this, I might like sprinkle and I might notice, or I might sweep and I might notice that there's a little bump in the floor, there's a little hole in the floor, and I might come to smooth it out. And smoothing it out, hashvoye gumos, as is called in the Gemara, that's a problem. If I do that, but just sweeping itself is not the malach. I might come to that, and that's why the rabbanan say it is an iser derabanan of ashvuye gumos. The Gemara does say on the same daf that there is a limit. Amemar, the Gemara says now in source number 2, shara zilcha b'mechuzah. He allowed it. He allowed the sprinkling in mechuzah. Amar taima mayam rabbanan. What's the reason that the rabbanan say? The rabbanan says it's a rabbanan. Dilma azla shvuye gumos. You might come to smooth the ground. That's why you're not allowed to sprinkle. But Amemar said hacha like a gumos. Amemar says here in mechuzah, all the floors are stone. There's no issue. And therefore, Amemar says he allowed the sprinkling because there were no dirt floors in the area. Tana Isha Chachama Mar Betzes Beis HaBeShabbos, says the Gemara, a smart woman could sprinkle on Shabbos, right, in their house, even with dirt floors. Why? What would she do? So the Rashi there explains, the Mefarshim explained, that if she sprinkles, she washes dishes. So she washes dishes in one area of the house and one area of the house. Every time you wash dishes, some of the water goes on the floor. So if you do that, so then by the end, you've had water over your whole floor, even though that wasn't your kavana. Says the Gemara, V'ya'idna, this feel like Reb Shimon, Sharia feel like Chachila. Even Lachachila, one is allowed to do this. One is allowed to perform an act. We know we spoke about in our Hagdama Shirim, the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I do an act, there might or might not cause a malacha. That's still usher. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Are we passing like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, if I do a Darvish and a Miskavein, something that might not cause a malacha at all, it's mutter to do. And that's what the Gemara says here, that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no problem doing this activity of sprinkling or sweeping. What about sweeping? Does this kula apply to sweeping as well? So the Gemara seems to say elsewhere, Kuf Chav Dalid, in source number 3, that a broom is somewhat muksa. And why would a broom be muksa? Meaning not allowed to handle a broom on Shabbos. L'chara, that will be because it is a what we call a kli shemalachto l'isser. We didn't discuss muksa at length yet, Bezrat Hashem, in future shiurim. But we know there are many types of muksas. There's muksa machmas chesron kiss. Something is expensive and you never use it for anything else. Muksa machmas gufo inherently has no purpose. Money, right? Muksa machmas... I don't know, muksa machmas mitzvah is a different kind of muksa. Many times of muksa, nolad. But there's something called kli shemalachta l'isser, a kli that's usually used for an isser. As we're about to see, that is not really muksa. That's the gzera of Tiltul Kalim. It was made at a different stage of history, and the Gemara Masechah Shabbos discusses. And also, even though normal muksa, you can't move directly at all. You can maybe move it with your elbow, Tiltul Menatzad, Ayde Davar Acher, but kli shemalachta l'isser, a pen, a stapler, a scissors, all of those are mutter to move directly if it's tzorach guf or tzorach bakomo. If you want to use it for a mutter purpose, or you need the spot where it is, you're allowed to pick it up directly. If there's a pen on the table, you want to put a plate down there, you can pick up the pen, you can pick up the crayon directly, and then move it away on Shabbos. You don't have to use your elbow. That's a kli shemalachta l'isser. So that reflects the fact that you could do that with that kli and not with any other muksa, reflects that it's not really muksa. It's a different category. But the Gemara says, Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet, source number 3. Amar Biyaba, Amar B'chei Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Machbedo Shal Milsa. If somebody has a broom made of milsa, of a garment, Mutu L'Tatulim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Aval Shal Timra, but if it is made of a date palm, like a lulav, lo, you can't move it. Rebbe Elazar Amar Afal Shal Timra. Rebbe Elazar said, no, you can even move Timra. What's the issue? What kind of broom are we talking about? But my askinan asked the Gemara, why are you moving? Why do you want to move this broom? If you want to move this broom, because you want to move the, you want to use the broom for something mutter, gufo, or makomo, you need the spot where the broom is. Then Bahalema Rav Shaltimra lo, there Rav says you can't move a broom made of the palm branches. Why not? Vaha Rav Karabas Virale. We hold that you're allowed to move a klisha malach de l'isser for lasorak gufo, lasorak makomo, for its own purpose, if you want to use it for a mutter way, or for the spot. Elamechama letzela must be, what are we talking about here? You want to move it for its own protection. Because there's a klisha malach de l'isser, you have a fancy pen on the table in your backyard, and you don't want it to get stolen. So you want to move it, why? For its own good. That is not allowed for direct movement, even by a klisha malach de l'isser. So you have to figure out a different way to move it, possibly. So Mechamal itself. So the Gemara says, Bahal Emer Rebbe Elazar Afshal Timra. Here Rebbe Elazar would say you can move it directly. What do you mean? Why should that be? So it should be Usser if it's Mechamal itself. So La'olam, the Gemara ends up saying Mechamal itself, Ema V'chinam Rebbe Elazar. No, it's Mechamal itself. The reason that it's Usser is because it's Mechamal itself. You're moving it for its own purpose. But what do you see from the whole Gemara? A broom is called a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. What's the Isser? Sweeping. That's what you use a broom for. So doesn't this Gemara seem to say that sweeping is going to be awesome? What do you mean sweeping is going to be awesome? Didn't we say Rabbi Shimon, Davrshin Miskavein Mutter? So there are different girsos in the Gemara. If you look in the Bahag, he has a different girs in the Gemara, which where Rabbi Lazar allows it, and it's not even a klisha malach de l'isser. And the Rif also has that. The Rif also has that girs in source number 5. The Rif, the great posting of Yisrael Galfasi, early, one of the earliest, right? Rif Rush Rambam, or Rif Rambam Rush, in that order, says the Rif, Ha'idna, the Kaimelon Karbi Shimon, Domer Dover Shimon Miskavin Mutter, Havilu, Machbedo Shaltimra, Dover Shimon Mutter Leheter. Since we bazin like Karbi Shimon, and therefore sweeping is not an Asir Malacha. Sweeping is a Dover Shimon Miskavin, maybe it will smooth the holes, maybe you're not, but because it's Dover Shimon Miskavin, it's Mutter, so it's not a Klisha Malach de l'Isser, Afilu Mechamel Itzel. So the Bahag and the Rif Matir, sweeping a dirt floor on Shabbos. If you actively smooth directly, yeah, if you're sweeping, you're just trying to get the dirt. So that might make it smooth, might not make it smooth. Mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rashi, no. According to Rashi, Rashi and the Gemara says no. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree here. Because when you sweep, you are for sure smoothing. And therefore, that's what's called sikresha, not just darvishin and miskabe. It says Rashi, there, kuf chav dalet, source number 6, I'm on page 257. Shel tamer kein shalanu, l'chabed asabayis da'asr mishamash v'yegumos. When you sweep a dirt floor, that is the malacha. That is the malacha of smoothing the ground. So we have the Rif and the Bahag that say it's mutter to sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos. Darvishinim is kavin. Rashi says, no, that's psikresha, that's usser. Usser, you're going to make the holes. We look in Tosfos. Tosfos has a second reason. We're going to have three. Three reasons why sweeping a dirt floor on Shabbos is going to be usser. According to Rashi, it's for sure going to smooth the ground. And therefore, it's not a darvishinim is kavin. It's a psikresha. Tosfos, Shabbos Tzadihe, says, no, there's a totally different reason why sweeping a dirt floor on Shabbos is going to be a problem. Forget the ground. What about the dirt that you're moving? Says Tosfos, Elavade, where it's bold-faced, Kibud Asur Lukule Alma. Even Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei Shemezes Afar Mimkomo. You're moving dirt. Dirt is muksa. You are moving dirt on Shabbos. The Gemara in the beginning of Beitza talks about taking dirt that's muksa for Kisi Hadam. So how do you do that? Do you designate it beforehand? What if you didn't have any dirt designated? But that's Tosa, Shita number two. Why would it be usser to sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos? Number one, because of Hashuya Gumot Rashi. Tosfos, because Maze is Afar. The Mordechai explains, and the Sharat Sion adds, that V'lobiru Divrehem, the Chavetz Chaim says, Imakavanam Mishim Tiltal Afar Shein Minamuchan. Right, sometimes it's not clear whether the issue is moving dirt, or you're making a hole, or you're filling in a hole, right? But both of those are true. You have both issues when it comes to sweeping the floor. It says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yered the travayu isnehu. Right? Two issues by sweeping a dirt floor, right? It itself is smoothing, filling in holes, knocking down holes, making it flat, or mazes ufer. The Rambam has a third shita, a third reason why it's usser. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, V'asr l'chabed es hakarka, I'm in source number 9 now, on page 259. Asr l'chabed es hakarka, Shema yishve gumos. What's Shema yishve? You actively might forget, you might be sweeping and then see a bump, and therefore you might come to sweep. You might come to sweep because you want it. You'll forget for a second. You want it smooth. Shema yishve gumos. El imkein hayaratzu bavanim, unless it's made of stone, as we will talk about. But that's the Rambam you might come to. By the way, this is not our topic here, quoted here, but the poskim discuss, whenever you play a game, let's say you're playing a game where something rolls on the floor, that's a problem. Playing a game outdoors on a grass or dirt, anything, where something rolls on the floor, that's a gzera drabanan, and you can't play that kind of game. Shemla ba'asi lashuya gumos. Like this Rambam. Playing, I don't know, kickball, soccer, besides the, let's say little kids even, you want to teach them. Right, playing a catch is different, right? But it has so marbles outside on the grass, right? Because you want to play the game properly, and therefore Shema Shvi'a Gumos. So that's based on this Rambam. Again, three reasons why sweeping a dirt floor on Shabbos might be usser. Remember, the Rif and the Bahag say it's mutter. Rashi says psikresha, that you're going to smooth, and Tosfos says mazes afar, and the Rambam says you might forget and come to fill in. Says the Sefer HaTruma, one of the less known Rishonim, but it was quoted by all the later Rishonim, says the Sefer HaTruma, even sweeping a stone floor where none of these chashas apply, gzera, you might get mixed up with a non-stone floor, with a dirt floor. Again, it's the Rambam that we just saw. But the Rambam that we just saw said, Elim kein hayaratzuv bavanim. But the Sefer HaTruma says in source number 10, afilu b'ayis sheish lo ritzpas avanim. Even if you have a house with a stone floor, asur l'chabed. It's also to sweep the Shayach Lashviya Gumas Ben Ashuros. According to the Sefer Truma, sweeping our dining rooms. Sweeping in our dining rooms after you eat lunch, Sefer Truma says that will be usser. You can't sweep because you might come to sweep on a dirt floor. Ben Arovdin, number two, he says two chashos. Number one, maybe between the stones there's some dirt that you might come to smooth. Again, it might be depending on the Metzias. The Shayach Lashviya Gumas Ben Ashuros. Ben Arovdin L'chalapachos Omid Rabbanon. Ogzer bayis she'ein la ritzpa. So again, To summarize, before we see the actual halacha, right, we have the Bahag and the Rif that matir, sweeping an earthen floor on Shabbos, because Darvashayna Miskavin. Rashi says, Usser, because sweeping earthen floors is itself Ashviya Gumos. Tosfos, you're moving the dirt. The Rambam, you might come to actively fill in a hole. The Poskim, the Rambam says, but on a stone floor, there is no issue, but the Sefer Truma says it would be an issue. Says the Beis Yosef, Ule Inyan Halacha, Kivan Shah Rambam, Harash Maskimim, Lehazar Lachabed Karka, Shayna Marutzav, Hachi Naktina. Since the Rambam and the Rosh and most Rishonim argue on the Rif and the Bahag, that is Asur to sweep a dirt floor. You can't sweep. Ela Im Kain, Hu Makum Shepashan Aminag Lahatir. Unless there's a Minag to be Matir. It's an Isser Durabanan, and it wasn't a Gzeira mentioned. So there's a minog in a whole place to sweep. There's a Rif, there's a Bahag, then it would be okay. But Karka Marutzav, if it's a paved floor, stone floor, for sure, it is mutter in that case. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Also, L'chavid Abayis, Elam Kein HaKarka Marutzav. You don't make the Gzeira of the Sefer HaTruma. Right, it's usur though on a dirt floor. And the Shulchan Aruch says, but remember, there is a shita out there that even if it's not merutzaf, is going to be mutter. That is the bahag and the riff. If you look in the Ramah, v'yesh machmir nafil b'merutzaf. Ramah says, no, maybe that sefer Achum is right. Maybe the sefer Achum is right. If you sweep here, you might come to sweep there. Maybe people have different floors. They have the floor of their house, the floor of their barn, and you might get confused. And if you're matter this, you might matter that. So says the Ramah, Yesh Machmir, Afilu b'Merutzav, V'cheinogin v'ein l'shanos. Whoa! The Minog is like the Sefer HaTruma, v'ein l'shanos. Mi yu'ad'einu Yehudi mutter. Oh, okay, if somebody has non-Jewish help, then they can sweep their floor in Shabbos. Through mutter. V'chein ade beged o matlis o kanavava zakalim. Right, if you're not using a regular broom, and it's not mashve gumos. So says the Mishnah Brura. Right, why is a mutter v'yeske non-Jew? Because... And it's pashtus of Davar Shein Miskavi. Maybe like the other sheet. It's not like like Rashi. And even if it's a psikresha ide enu Yehudi is mutter we paskind. Amir la'akim ide enu Yehudi is mutter. You're not telling him to be mashver gumos. You're just telling him to sweep the floor. And therefore that will be allowed. So that's the Mishnah Brura. Why is it usur? The maze is offer mimkomo. V'chulu ayde enu Yehudi mutter. See in source 14, Sifkat and Yud. Hainu afilu b'sheinu merutzaf. So even dirt is allowed with a guy. Taha hu ainu miskavi rak l'chavid abayis. He only has kavanah to sweep. He doesn't have kavanah to smooth. V'yavdu psikresha linyin agumos. Even if psikresha mutter. Amir la'akum psikresha is mutter. That's what we've said in the past. So halacha l'maisa, the Ramah Ashkenazim, how do we sweep our floors? Comes along the Bir Halacha and the Shmir Shabbos and says our Mitzias is different. Even the Sefer HaTruma might agree with it today. Maybe. Unclear. But at least we don't have to be machmir like that. The Ramah would for sure say 95% of our floors are stone, are tiled, are not dirt. So you're going to make a Gzeira 95% up to 5%. That's like a low plug. A low plug, usually low plug is you add the 5% to the 95%. You don't add the 95 to the 5%. So says the Bir Halacha. Already 100 years ago, in source number 15, v'yesh machmir nafilu b'merutzaf ayin mishne bura. That time mishne gazrinan merutzaf ato ena merutzaf. We say for our truma, as we mentioned, the truma is the one that says that we have such a gzeira. Hine lafize im kol batei ha'ir o al kol panim rubam merutzafim ba'avanim o b'lavanim. If almost all the houses, the floors are tiled, with bricks or stone, the kolshkim him chusim, the crushim with boards, efshar demutar lachabed, the lo gazra al ruba b'vremiyuta. Very important. So the whole sugi is different bisman hazeh. You read up until through the Shulchan Aruch, you see you can't sweep in your house on Shabbos. Right? Gzeira says the Bir Halacha, if most of the houses don't have dirt floors, it's mutter. V'lo al ir zu mipnei ir acheres, u kamosha kasavnu b'sefer HaTruma. And then he says, aye, what about the other? Their Sefer Truma says, Gzeira atu dirt floors, or maybe even in between these tiles. Our floors don't have that either. We don't have dirt in between the tiles, even between the stones. We don't have that. And therefore, there is no issue. Begam Lisser Muksein Lachers, there's no dirt. There's no dirt, and therefore, it will be mutter. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos says also in source number 16. Aser letateya makam shinim rutsaf. Sweeping. If somebody is eating outdoors, they have their sukkah in their backyard and they want to sweep the floor and the outdoors is dirt or grass, that's usur. That's usur d'rabbanan, at least to sweep under the table after sukkahs, you know, after the meal. You want to sweep? That's usur if it's not a paved or a stone floor. Imro b'ademos ha'makom einim rutzafim. Again, the Rif and the Bahag, you might have a heter, but most Rishonim say it's usur. In Rov Abatim, if most houses in a place, I don't know, once lives in a third world country, that most houses have dirt floors, they don't be usur, even on a non-dirt floor. That's true. V'hachatzer, but outside is usur, but look what the Ramah says. What about, look what the Shmir Shabbos says. So what about if you have a patio, you have a deck, you let us sweep that? Let us sweep that? So again, so you might, oh, it's like a house, right? We don't make such zeres. No, but now you're outside. Now you're outside. Says the Shmir Shabbos, that could be a problem. Because most outdoor space is not tiled. The Chatzer Asur L'Tatei Afilu Murtzefes. Says the Shmir Shabbos, on top of the Shmir Shabbos, an outdoor deck or porch should not be swept. Mipnei Sherov Chatzer Oseir Enem Murtzefes. Because most yards are not paved. V'lachein Sukkah HaBanuya B'Chatzer. A Sukkah outdoors. You could pick stuff up from the ground. Pieces of food that fell down, but regular sweeping would be usur. Even if it is tiled. So is there any heter? Rav Shlomo Zalman. In the footnotes, the Shmir Shabbos quotes, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, maybe nowadays you could look at the deck as an extension of the house. And therefore, you don't say, oh, most yards. Is your deck more your yard, or is your deck more your house? What is it an extension of? Says the Shmir Shabbos, v'shamati mikon v'shlomo zalman, titachin dimrov abatem rutzafim, ki az roem es achatze hamrutzafes, ke hemshech labayis hamrutzaf. It's a hemshech of the bayis. Gam emeine mekura, even if it's not covered, below gazrin achatze hamrutzafes, atushin hamrutzafes, and therefore the Shmir Shlomo Zalman is makel to sweep outdoors, even if it's tiled. And the Rav Avadia also in Source 18 says the same thing. He quotes his Bir Halacha, She'efshar shebizman hazeh, shekala batim rutzafim. Bizman hazeh, where all of our houses are tiled. Delo shliach klal karkesh in rutzaf batim. You don't have the dirt, so ein makom ligzar. You don't make such a gzera. And then he quotes, even outdoors, and he says, v'chein b'din lahakel. Right, I think there's a, you can be mako. Kivishay svek sveka, as the Rav Avadia often says. Right, maybe the shita, maybe this is included in the bias, and even if it's outdoors, maybe we pass on like the other shitas, lakula. Rav Avadia, classic type of psak, and just the last source in this section, the Kol Elyo, Rav Mordechai Elyo says, and even though the Gemara talks about sometimes not using certain brooms because it's a psikration, that pieces will fall off, our brooms, generally the pieces don't fall off. It's not that type of those types of brooms that would have that breaking issue of mekalkel, and therefore no problem of that. Ein makom lahachmir b'titua habayis b'shabbos. V'gamein lachush l'shvira samatate. You don't have to be worried about the breaking of the broom. Kib is manon like in their homes. In their times. Shamatate haya asu mikash. It was made of straw. Shamatatim bo akash ha'inishbar. Used to break. Avo kayom, they're chazakim. And you don't have to worry. And you see on page 264, you have a summary of everything that we have said. Great charts. You have it right there in front of you. So that's in terms of sweeping. Of sweeping the floor on Shabbos. Indoors, outdoors, dirt, tiled. What about washing the floor? So you might washing the floor. So now it's an issue of what? Libun? You're not cleaning dirt, right? So is it the same issue? So let's see. Let's see. And interestingly, we'll see there is more chumrah in this regard when it comes to washing the floor, as we'll see, because it's not as much of a need. I mean, how many people wash their floors on Shabbos? It's not as common as you sweep after you ate. But unless there's a major stain, it could be that you can wait till after Shabbos. You wash the floor after Shabbos. So let's see. And also washing the floor is a little tricky with the schita issues. You can't use a regular mop, right? You can't use a regular shmata with that's wet and squeezing. So what do you do? So, but again, let's say you want to wash it in a mutter way. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, seems to be a chumrah. V'amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he became a Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda the Amora, not to be confused with Rebbe Yehuda, Rav Yehuda by Eloi, the Tana. So Shmuel says, Ma'isa b'Talmidus Rabbi Meir, Shenich Razachol Beis HaMerchatz. A Talmud followed Rebbe to the mikvah, Bikish Ladia Karka, and he wanted to wash the ground, wanted to rinse the ground. Amar Lo, Ein Madichin, nope. Lasul B'Karka, I want to smear the ground with some oil. Amar lo, ein sachin. Karka pakarka michlafa. If you do it here, then you might have to do it outside, and that would be like smoothing the ground and getting it ready. So you see from the Gemara, Remeir Beferish. No need to say for a truma. Remeir Beferish asered washing a tiled surface to you might come to wash and smooth a dirt surface, right? And the Rambam paskens that way. Ein sochen asakarka afilu ayrotzu bavanim. You can't smear the ground with liquid even if it's tiled. One second. This is the same Rambam that said a couple of minutes ago, right? If you look back in source number 9, the Rambam says you're allowed to sweep as long as it is tiled. As long as it's tiled. And here he's saying washing the floor, aser gzera, tiled, atu not tiled. Why? Like the Rambam said before, we're worried that you might come to, fill in the holes. So how do you put these two Rambams together? This is the Rambam Perakhaf Aleph Halacha Gimel. Same Halacha. Says the Magen Mishnah, it must be that sweeping is more of a need. So within the world of Yisurei Derabanan, the Rabbanan warrant goes there by sweeping, but the warrant goes there by washing. Says the Magen Mishnah, Upirish Ladaito, Afa Bisha Kibun Mutter Baratsuf, even though sweeping, you don't make such a gzera, and as long as it's styled, it's mutter to sweep. Elu Dvarim Asurim, the Gazur Bahem, Levishayim Bahem Tsarach Mo Bekibun. It's not as much of a need. Not as much of a need. And therefore, says the Magen Mishnah, Imshad of the Rambam, he's more machmer by washing, and the Shulchan Aruch follows suit. Ain't sochen es akarka 23 v'lo madichen oso afilu hu merutzaf. And again, it's more chamor. It's more chamor. V'lo madichen oso explains the Mishnah Berurah. V'tam kol eilo mishum dechayshin lashvas gumos. When you wash the floor, you might come to smooth. And even on a tile floor, where goes there mishum a non-tile floor. Afilu man deshari kibud b'shabes. Even those who might matter sweeping the shiny hachak, even she wrote to liapos es akarka. Here you are dafka doing it. Why are you washing the floor? You're doing something for the floor. At least by sweeping, you just want to get the dirt off the floor. Here your kavani is to do something for the floor. So it might be more chamor. Right? It might be more chamor in this case. So lamaisa, washing the floor on Shabbos. Again, generally the regular washing the floor is a problem because of schita. But even if without the schita issue, there seems to be a problem here of washing the floor. Unless, says Rabbi Tzion Abishol, in source in Or LeZion, in source 25, if there's a tzarech gadol to wash, so then one can be mako on a stone floor. On a stone floor or a tiled floor, one can be mako if there is a real tzarech. Because, again, put together that the gzera today ought to the miut, the minority of dirt floors. Ulam, kishaharitzba moluchleches biyos. It's really dirty. You had a bunch of people over it. Somebody spilled wine on the floor and it's sticky. Go wash the floor. So again, we're going to get to doing one spot is not even washing the floor. That might be mutter anyway. You pour water and you rub it with a paper towel. So where it's very dirty, yesh lahatir ladicha b'chalofan, you could rinse it. Shekasa Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, because it's not so needed. Here it is needed. The whole reason that we're not gozer right over there. Shadam shalom gozer b'kibud. Why weren't we gozer by kibud? By sweeping. Mishum shakibud nachas yozer me'adachal. Because sweeping is more needed. V'yem kei yesh b'agom omar. So here, this real dirt, it's really dirty, so that's like a real need. And therefore, we wouldn't be machmir. Shagam ba'adacha nechutza, go'on jaritzba melochlechas harbe, o ba'bati cholim, or at a hospital, shashtifa nechutza sham, you have to make sure to keep it sterile, dina kedin kibud. And therefore, it can be mekel, lochem b'tzir v'tasa makilin, ba'adacha, kishakol yir mu'tefes, such a small gzera, yesh lahatir avlechad chila, in a case where it is needed. Obviously, Shabbat Magav, as long as you're not doing it with Achshas Chita, you're doing it like the mop thing with the non-absorbent thing on the bottom, and you don't put a shmata there, or else that would be an issue of Chita. And the Archa Shabbos also discusses here in terms of Gzeiras back and forth. We said before, one spot, that might not be even included in the Gzeira. You look at the next source on page 268. The Shmir Shabbos tells us, Efshar, even if you want to be machmir, but this isn't washing the floor. This is washing a stain off of a spot. Again, if it's on a stone dirt floor, then you have to be more worried. But here, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's not. V'din zed nemar rak b'makam rutzav, as we've said. If you have a spill on the floor, a stain on the floor, you can wash it. You can wash it, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Avadya also is makel here. And he also adds, and what about a counter? So you're going to wash your counters. You can wash your counters. Again, all in a mutter way. Use paper towels. Don't squeeze so hard. So Rav Avadya also says counters are not a problem. That's not washing the floor. Im ritzpas abayis nislach lecha mutter lishpoch mayim al-makam aluchlach. You can pour water on that. Filigraf amayim. You can pour water and then push the water into the sink. Or push the water on if it's on the floor. Shem bochshas shchita. Im nishpoch mayim al-ritzpah. Vatachas ha-shayish shebe-mitbach. Washing the counters. Ein bo isser shaldas garka. That's not like ground. Where did we have this months ago about counters being ground? If you remember way back when in the Shirim on Hachzara. We spoke about the five conditions of Hachzara about... it has to be fully cooked. It has to be a covered fire. It has to still be not nitztanin legamre. And then the other two, don't put it down and die to lahachzir. Don't put it down. The Gemara's lashon was karka. What if it does it have to be in your hand? Just don't put it down on the floor. What about counters? So we spoke there about whether counters have the status of karka or not. So here, Rav Avadya says for our issue, counters do not have the status of karka. And the Rav Nissim Karelis also mentions here he does not pushing water back and forth. But either way, Rav Avadya, the Shmir Shabbos, are makel in that regard. One final discussion to have relating to floor maintenance on Shabbos. We spoke about sweeping. We spoke about washing. What about dragging? Dragging on earthen floors. So that is the classic case that's mentioned in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the klais of Greira. The Gemara says, Halacha Grishim Greira, dragging a bench across the dirt field. So if it's a very heavy bench and very soft earth, and I know I'm going to make a ridge when I pull it, that's called psikresha. That's modir shim psikresha for sure. But what if it's not so heavy, it's medium, and maybe I won't make a ridge? That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas in Shabbos Chav Beis. Rav Amar, ein halacha shim begreira. V'Shmuel Amar, halacha shim begreira. We pass him like Shmuel. Halacha is like Reb Shimon begreira. We pass him like Reb Shimon. And we paskin, the Gemara says elsewhere, Shabbos Chavtes, that even a small bench, which you have another option, right? Is Darshan Miskavin Mutter if you have another option? Says the Gemara, yes. A small bench you could carry. But no, you want to drag it, which might cause a ridge, might not cause a ridge. It's still Mutter. Rabbi Shimon holds Darshan Miskavin is Mutter. Reish Kanish to the Batsra, Garas Afsala. The head of the... Kinishta, that might be a shul or just a gathering in Batsra, drag the bench above Rabbi Yirmiyah Abraba. I'm like, come on, Rabbi Shimon. You go like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is kaven. Rabbi Shimon said that if there's no other choice, you have a huge bench, delo efshar, piktanim mi amar, by a small one. So, and the Gemara ends up saying, yeah. Gemara says, I'm saying, yeah, even a small one. Rabbi Shimon is kaven is mutter, even lachachila. Even lachachila. Again, a huge topic about how to define Rabbi Shimon is kaven, sikresha. The Gemara there, which you have in the continuation of Source 31, about the Mishnah in Kelayim. Mochrek sus, people who want to sell their clothing. So sometimes they wear it in order to show their clothing, and sometimes you could be wearing Kelayim. But that's mutter, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, because Tevashim Miskavin. Is that Tevashim Miskavin? It's Psegratius for sure. Okay, the Gemara talks about that. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch Pasul like Rabbi Shimon, dragging a bench, which won't for sure cause a ridge is mutter. Darvish Miskavin mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch in 32, Shilam Mitzayin, Vahu Shalom Yeh Psikresha. Hilkach, Gora Adam Mita Kisei Vesafsal, Bein Gdolim, Bein Ketanim. Even if there's another choice, Ubavajli is Kavan Lassus Chritz, as long as you don't have Kavana to make that hole. The Gemara quoted earlier some Shitas that are Asir, but that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would say Darvish Miskavin is Asir. Good. So the Sharat Siyun discusses in the next page that where generally, you know, like we spoke before about Gzeris, about do you make a Gzera washing the floor inside for outside? So what about, is there a Gzera in this case? What about dragging a couch in your house, a very heavy couch that if you would do it outside, it would for sure make a ridge? Would you make a Gzera like that? Again, by this sweeping case, we paskin no gzeiras. The Sefer Truma, yes, but we said Lamaisa, if most of the houses have regular floors, we're not gozer. By the water, the washing the floor, we said we are gozer. What about this case? The dragging? So the Sharat Siyun says that we would not have such a gzeira. Umistavra, says the Shaar HaTzion, 35, Dim kala ir merutza vavanim, if the whole city is paved, oh, bekrashim ish l'hakal bazeh, v'afilu amnachmer l'kamon bekibud, even if we're machmer by some type of sweeping, we said the Ramah, or washing, haka kvilte, here is even more makel, d'afilu be'enim merutza v'les b'zagur daraisa, right, even by... if it's not paved, it's not a daraisa, you don't have a kavana, and the holes might not be good for you. Lamaisa, we paskin that dragging heavy items inside a house is mutter. Right? The Aruch HaShabbos says, kelim kfei demot. Again, maybe you shouldn't be doing this on Shabbos. The Ramban in Parshas Emor discusses that we shouldn't, even if there's not a malacha, we shouldn't Dafka say, you know what, Shabbos afternoon we'll have a time to reorganize our living room and move the furniture. You're not doing a malacha there. Maybe you are, the Ramban. It's a violation of Shabbason. We spoke about that in past Shirim. But if you have to move, let's say you had guests over. You had guests over, so you had to move the couches and put out a big table. And then you want to get it back together like it's supposed to be after the Shabbos meal. Mutter, if I drag a bench outside, it's going to make a hole? It's not an Isser. Not an Isser, no Gzeira. Kalim kvedim ma'od. Asher grey rasam al gabe karko sechritz. Ein legorim b'shabbos. If they're very heavy, I shouldn't do it outside. Afilam akarkam rutsefes. I shouldn't do it outside, even on paved. Like we spoke about sweeping. Gamkein ein legoram. Avo mutter legor kalim elu betoch habayis. But inside a house is not a problem. Kivan shabi yameinu. Kalabatim rutsefim. All of our houses are paved, and therefore it's not a problem. Where might this come up? What about pushing a stroller or a wheelchair? A stroller or a wheelchair on a, well, we just said, you shouldn't drag something outside, so about even on a sidewalk. So you might say, tsorech gadol, okay, what about on a dirt path? Could you push a wheelchair or a stroller on a dirt path? So Rav Avadia says yes. Rav Avadia says yes for a number of reasons. That might even be psikresha. Might even be psikresha, you're for sure. So if you know, not for sure, then it's a pretty strong path, maybe you won't make ridges, then fine. But what if you're going to make ridges? Says Rav Avadia, and Yechavadas Beis Nun Beis, Greira Sagal Agabi Ofer V'chol, dragging the stroller, Eino, Begeder Psikresha, Batsias Chiritz, Umuchalovila Bershad Rabbins, Mutter, why? What if it's Psikresha? Says Rav Avadia. Number one, Psikresha, it's a Psikresha, you don't really care about these ridges, so at most it's Lo Ichbasle. Might not be Lo Nichale, maybe, but at least Lo Ichbasle, you don't care about it, so at most it's an Issa Durabanan. We're not talking about a daraisa here. And you're not doing it in a plowing in a normal way, which makes it a shinui. So it's an issa derabanan, aide shinui, a double derabanan. Double derabanan in this type of circumstance. Shvus to shvus b'makam onek Shabbos, b'makam going to shul. That would be mutter. Says the Rav Avadia. L'chor yishbakam l'amar jo dafka, k'shmov zagal b'kav yashar, b'chulu. Nita na'am z'layam b'shagamba zeh ikar lahatir. It's mutter. Again, even if it's psikresha, paskins. It's a psikresha de lo ichpasleya most, because it's not your yard. It's not going to make your yard even better for planting. It's psikresha, it's rishas harabim, and Rishmir Shabbos, Rav Ribiat also say pushing a stroller even on earth and sand is mutter. He says that in the last source on page 274. Okay, this takes us through this next shir of, again, the sixth shir called Shir Vav in our volume. Next time we pick up with a shir all about hachana. The Isser of Hachana from Shabbos till after Shabbos. And then we'll get into the last shir in this volume as we continue our march in Hilchos Shabbos.